ॐ मौनव्याख्या प्रकटितपरब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवाणम् वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलिदचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयाद् इतरतश्चात्वेषविघ्नस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम् मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना। यत्कीर्तनं यत्स्मरणं यदीक्षणं यद्वन्दनं यच्छ्रवणं यदर्घणं लोकस्य सद्यो विधुनोति कल्मषं तस्मै सुभद्रश्रवसे नमो नमः। शुकाचार्य इज इन्वोकिंग दि ऑस्पिशियसनेस एंड ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड बिफोर गोइंग टू आंसर दि क्वेश्चन ऑफ परीक्षित। परीक्षित आस्क शुकाचार्य टू टेल अबाउट दि सृष्टि स्थिति लयादि गांभीर्य लीला ऑफ भगवान बीइंग डिफिकल्ट टू एक्सप्रेस। शुकाचार्य इज इन्वोकिंग दि ऑस्पिशियसनेस ऑफ दि लॉर्ड इन द वेरी मंगल श्लोक इट्सेल्फ ही कन्वेज दि एंटायर मैसेज ऑफ दि भागवत दैट इज द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ दि स्क्रिप्चर बिगिनिंग इट्सेल्फ दे विल कन्वे द मैसेज। So what is the message of Bhagavatam? Ante Narayana Smriti. Remembering the Lord all the time is the message of the Lord. And what is the sadhana given? Shravana, Kirtana and Manana. So somehow or the other you have to keep your mind with the higher ideals of the life. So how to do that? According to your temperament, select a way of life, whether it is devotional oriented way of life or duty oriented way of life or knowledge oriented way of life. So if you have selected that duty oriented way of life, what is the condition? Achara anushthana is the condition. Life should be with all discipline. So karma marga requires achara anushthana. Bhakti marga requires shraddha in the Lord. Even though you don't understand what is the real nature of the Lord, still out of shraddha you have anuraga, attachment towards the Lord like our gopikas. And if it is jnana marga, sannyasi way of life, then dhrida vairagyam is the compulsory one. If a person does not have any of these things, what is the way for him? Because majority of humanity doesn't have access to these ideas at all. If you take the entire population in the universe, the very word karma marga, jnana marga, bhakti marga itself people cannot hear. So these ideas are not given to everyone. It is not their fault. If they are born in Afghanistan, what to do with them? If they are born in African countries, what to do with them? So in India itself, there are this type of people who don't have access to these great ideals. So what is the way? Neither they have Shraddha, nor they have Anushthana, Achara Anushthana, nor they have Dhrida Vairagyam. What is the way? Shukacharya told, Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasa Abhira Kanka Yavana Khasadayaha Yenye cha papa yadupashaya ashayaha shudhyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. Bhagavan cannot reject anyone. So he should have provided some means for them also. He cannot say you have not passed entrance test, therefore you cannot enter my institution. He cannot say, because everything is his institution. So he cannot reject anyone, therefore he has to keep some means for them also. For a karma margi, what is the means? Anushthana achara. For a bhakti margi, what is the means?
Shraddha.
And for a jnana margi, the means is dhrida vairagyam. So for no margi, what to do? Here Shukacharya says, mahat sangam is the way. If you don't have any of these three necessary qualities, yad upashrayashraya. Upashraya ashrayaha, those who have taken shelter under the feet of a Mahatma, it appears as though easy. But how to find out who is Mahatma? Shukacharya says, if you don't have Shraddha, if you don't have Anushthana, if you don't have Dhrida Vairagyam, find out someone who has all these things. And they take shelter under his feet, serve him, so he will get it. So Mahat Sangam is the means given to them who does not have courage or who does not have the capacity to follow these spiritual disciplines. So Mahatmas are Ahaituka Daya Sindhavaha. They don't have any barrier for the flow of their love. They don't desert anyone who has taken shelter under their feet. Bhagavan is apratyaksha vastu, he is not available for us to transact. But your guru is a pratyaksha vastu. A Mahatma is pratyaksha vastu. Mahatmas are embodiment of compassion. They don't need anything from you. At the same time, they are ready to take you towards the Lord. So why can't you have faith in them? Because to have faith in the apratyaksha vastu is difficult. But you can have faith in the Pratyaksha Mahatmas. Therefore, anyone who surrenders to them and depend upon them will be turned as a new leaf in their life. Naraji wanted to know how Bhagavan blesses living beings. So he asked, how you bless? I am not able to understand your way of blessing. Then Bhagavan told, all these serious questions don't ask. Now you go to that one kutia is there and go see whether that sadhu is there or not. So when he went, there was no sadhu. But as even he went, one squirrel was there. So Naraji saw the squirrel. How are you? Like that he asked. Sadhus, they live in their own manorajya. So seeing the squirrel, how are you? As even Naraji asked, how are you? Squirrel died. Then with all painful heart he came back to Krishna. Hey, like this, why you are sad? Then Naraji told, like that you asked me to see, go and see that sadhu in that hut, that there was no sadhu. But suddenly I saw one squirrel was running and just for fun sake I asked, how are you? It saw me, immediately it died. What is this like that? What is the marma in this? Please tell like that. I told you that sadhu may be in that hut or otherwise in that anna. How should you go and see like that? So he went to Kaushal, there also sadhu was not there. Then as usual, are you keeping well? Like that he asked the cow. Cow also died. So you know, Gohati, very dangerous sin. So he came with all sad face. Again, what happened? Did you see that sadhu? No, I did not see. But again, unfortunate thing happened. Cow died. I simply, are you well? Are you keeping well? Like that I asked. Simply the cow died. Oh, is it so? Maybe that sadhu might have gone to palace. Because Raja has got a newborn child. So to bless that child, the sadhu might have gone to palace. Please go to palace and see whether that sadhu is there or not. So Bhagavan's command, on the way, he was thinking about what happened. Some mischief is there, that much he knew, but what is the mischief, he did not know. So he went to that palace. As even he went to the palace, all invited him, because Narada Bhagavan, world famous. He was searching for that sadhu mentioned by Bhagavan. No sadhu, nobody was there. Then as even he was just returning back, that newborn child called, Narada Muni, aye, please come Narada Muni. He saw this way, that way, because newborn child is inside the apartment, inner apartments, only mother is there. Who called me like that? No, my child is calling you. So as even he went near, don't you recognize me? Because of you, I got cow birth. And because of you, your darshan and your speech, I got now prince birth. That squirrel which died, born as cow. Then again, prince. Like that, one story comes in the scripture. So if any sadhu has some wish, good wish towards anyone, the person's life becomes a new life. That's what even fallen people have been redeemed by sadhus, have been redeemed by Lord because of the intervention of the sadhus. In Ramayana, if you take, Ahalya Devi really fallen. Consciously she has fallen. But still, she was redeemed. Why? Valmikiji says, because of the intervention of Vishwamitra. Tarayena Mahabhaha Agalyam Dharmacharini. Entire world sees her as a fallen woman, but this Vishwamitra says she is Bhagyavati Mahabhaga, she is Bhagyavati Dharmacharini, a woman of character, therefore you save. Tarayena means please redeem her. So taking the command of Vishwamitra, Ramji redeems Ahalya Devi. What was the response after redeeming? Generally, redeemer expect respect from the redeemed one, correct? You give 10 rupees, okay, you give 10 rupees to a beggar, naturally in one part of the mind, you expect some, thank you sir, some wish, some smile, something, expectation of something. So after redeeming, Valmikiji says, after redeeming, Bhagavan Rama fell at the feet of the Ahalya Devi. So Ahalya Devi got shocked. How is it possible when every devata says, you fall at my feet, I will redeem you. If you take surrender, if you surrender to me, I will redeem you. When every devata says, what type of devata you are? After redeeming me, you are falling at my feet. What a compassionate Lord you are. Yat pada pankaja paraga pavitra gatra bhagirati bhava virinji mukhan punati saksha sayeva mama drig vishayo yadaste kim varnyate mama purakrita bhagadeyam. I always remember that I am a fallen woman. I did lot of sin. But what bhagya I have done to see you, I don't know. And after saving me, you are falling at my feet. That feet which is worshipped by even Brahmaji and Shiva, and that feet which is the source of Ganga. Ganga purifies entire humanity, and that Ganga got birth at your feet. That Ganga got that purificatory capacity because of your presence and your association. Such a Lord, Mamadrig Vishaye Yadaste. Such a Lord standing in front of me. So here, Bhagavan Rama behaved as Daya Sindhu. But same Ramji refused to accept Sita. Nobody can doubt the character of Sita. Hanumanji was witness, and Rama himself knows that Sita can never go astray. Repeatedly he says to Lakshmana while searching for her, still he has refused her. There is a wrong idea about this incident in the people's mind, that Ramji asked Sita to do Agni Pariksha. It is a wrong idea. Ramji told, I cannot accept you, this much only. I cannot accept you. But Sitaji did not want to live at all in the absence of Rama. Without the association of Rama, she did not want to live at all. So she herself entered the fire not to prove her chastity. To die, to suicide, she entered the fire. So why Ramji refused to accept Sita? One Acharya says, because there was no sadhu to recommend for Sita. There was no intervention. Hanumanji was there, he could have told. Lakshmana was there, he could have even objected. How can he say that my mother Sita is like this? One commentator says, neither Hanuman nor Lakshmana nor even Vibhishana, all these are three sadhus were there, but they did not recommend. So she herself had to prove her purity. And finally he accepts Sita. How? Again, one more intervention from Swarga. From Swarga, Brahmaji and other devatas come. Hey Rama, what you are doing? She is the embodiment of purity. You have forgotten your real nature and you have forgotten who is Sita like that. One and the same Ramayana shows Rama in two angles. One is Dharmatma, uncompromisable individual, no compromise at all. But at the same time, Patita Pavana Sitara. With regard to his life, with regard to lives of his own people, no compromise, Dharmatma. At the same time, with regard to the people who are fallen already, knowingly they have fallen, towards them he was Patita Pavanaha. In Vibhishna Saranagati, you can see, Vibhishna came asking for shelter. But along with Vibhishna, four other ministers came. So whether to accept Vibhishana or not, there was one meeting. After accepting Vibhishana, then they came to know that another four fellows are standing in queue. So there was no meeting. Whether to accept these extra four people, because there is a possibility of enemy also can be a spy. He could have come. So there was no meeting at all for the sake of these four ministers. Why? Because first the head of the group is accepted. So behind him they have come. Na? So you also go. And Sugriva got everything and the status of being the friend of Rama. By what? Because of Hanumanji. And Shabari's offering was accepted by Bhagavan, who never took anything from anyone. Because that is called Aparigraha Vrata, it is called. Being a Kshatriya, he cannot take anything from anyone. So that Bhagavan who refused the offering of his own friend Guha, he told, I am in Aparigraha Vrata, so I cannot take anything from you. Like that he refused. But going to Shabari's house, he asked, is there anything to eat? You may say, he may be in hunger, therefore only he might have asked. That is not the case. If hungry comes, everything goes away, all rules and regulations goes away, means it is normal human being. But with Ramji, Aparigraha Vrata, he was following. But such a individual took food, accepted the offering of Shabari. Why? Because Shabari herself says, you have to accept this offering because my Gurudev has told. Matanga Muni has told, before leaving the body, he told, you stay here, tell this Rama Mantra, that vastu which is meant for this Rama Mantra will come to you, and when he comes, do Atithi Puja. And if you go for Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna's life, there was one peculiar person in the name of Hazra. So he considered himself as great Mahatma. So now and then he will taunt even Sri Ramakrishna himself. He did not have any spiritual growth or understanding or anything. But still, he was really blessed by Sri Ramakrishna because of what you know? Swami Vivekananda was his great friend. Even on Kalpata Redde, Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna blessed everyone. This Hazra was left out. So Hazra was very sad and told to Swami Vivekananda, see, everybody got blessing. Hazra was very peculiar. One moment he will think that Sri Ramakrishna is God. and great. Next moment you will think that the ordinary sadhu simply not doing any tapas, any japadhyana. You see, I am rotating the japamala 1,000 times in a day, he doesn't do any japa. Like that, mind will change. So he thought Sri Ramakrishna has blessed everyone and I did not get his blessing. Like that, he with all sad mood he went to Swamiji and complained. So Swamiji took him by a hand and forced Sri Ramakrishna to bless him. Hey, like this forcefully you cannot take blessing. Blessing should come voluntarily. There is a time for that. No, this is the time, correct time, like that. So Vivekananda was forcing him. Finally, Sri Ramakrishna had to bless Hazra. And in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, you see, there were two people, cantankerous people, Jagai Matai, their name, rowdies. And anybody says Harinama, they will get anger. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's companion, Nitai. So he was in his own mood of singing the Lord's name, and unknowingly he entered that street where these two fellows were living. So they heard this Harinama and got furious and came and started beating. Being a great sadhu, this Nitai did not react, and he started telling more and more Harinama. Seeing this condition, somebody informed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply shouted, Sudarshana, Sudarshana, like that. As even he shouted Sudarshana, Sudarshana, here these two fellows got Marana Bhaya, Sudarshana Chakra was chasing them. That experience they had. So they did not know how to protect themselves. Finally they ran and held that Nitai's feet. Then he told, why you are holding? So far you are beating, now you are holding my leg. What is this, like that? Then they told, no, Sudarshana Chakra. Sudarshana Chakra? I did not do anything Sudarshana Chakra, I don't know. Because he did not invoke anything. Even he did not complain even to the Lord. Then he told, don't worry, Bhagavan will protect. This much he told. So that Marana Bhaya has gone. And they become great devotees. And this Nitai came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ashrama. And he told, like this happened, what magic Bhagavan did, I don't know. Like that. As though nothing happened, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed it. Since you have given protection, they are saved from the all types of sins, like that. They become very great devotees of the Lord. Thus, even though scriptures repeatedly say the necessity of disciplined life, the necessity of moral values, the necessity of achara, anushthana, shraddha, bhakti, vairagya, but still the same scriptures prescribe mahat sangam as the shortcut. Mahat sangam as the shortcut. In Upanishad also it comes, tasmad atmagnyam hyarchayed bhutikamaha. It is like you are not able to walk, you sit on somebody and walk for some distance. So an ant is trying to cross the mountain, hillock, and by the time a dog comes, suppose. So what happened? This ant sits on the dog's head. When dog walks, then ant also crosses that. So don't take it literally. What is the contribution of that Mahat Sangam? Mahat Sangam turns the jiva's mind, that individual's mind, effortlessly towards the Lord. That's what happened in every Mahatma's life. We find one person who is totally despicable and cantankerous person, just he becomes spiritual person effortlessly. Girish Chandra Ghosh, Sri Ramakrishna's disciple, he himself says, I was such a sinner, if I sit in a place, 7 feet below will become polluted. And if you put the bottles which I drank, one on the another, it will reach the space. He himself says, but such a person was turned into a new leaf effortlessly by the power of this Mahat Sangam. During Shivaratri day, when after Sri Ramakrishna's physical demise, in Varanagar Math, there will be Shivaratri day. So that day, Swamiji, Swami Vivekananda was decorated as Shiva in with Garva cloth, and puja was going on. By the time, suddenly, our Girish came. So as even Swamiji saw Girish go, he was very happy, and he made him to sit as the head of the entire group, because he is a good, very good singer also. So he removed here the alankara done for him, and started decorating Girish Chandra Ghosh as Shiva with garva cloth, the cloth meant for sannyasins. So Girish Ghosh was with serious mood and what do you call, solemn mood, you can say. So he was not opening his mouth. Swamiji told, please tell about something about our Lord, please tell. So everybody requested. So he was not opening the mouth. Finally, when Swami Vivekananda persisted, please tell. Then that time Girish says, what can I say about our Lord who has made to sit me equally along with you people who are the embodiment of purity? I am such a despicable entity. I was made to sit equal to you people who are embodiment of purity. And another story comes in the life of Swamiji. Swamiji meets a sadhu in Uttarakhand, Himalayas. And that sadhu was very loving sadhu. Swamiji wondered about his love. What is love? Because Uttarakhand sadhus are generally very rough and tough. Okay, because they had to be like that. Swamiji wondered, who are you, from where you got sannyasa like that, whose disciple you are like that, he asked. Then that sadhu told, do you heard Pavahari Baba name? Swamiji knew him, knew Pavahari Baba, because he lived with Pavahari Baba. He wanted to be a disciple also of Pavahari Baba, because of which Sri Ramakrishna had to give 42 times darshan. Whenever he decided to take Diksha, that is Yoga Diksha they call it, Hatha Yoga Diksha, he wanted to develop his health because he was suffering. So he wanted to take that Hatha Yoga Diksha from Pavahari Baba. So Sri Ramakrishna doesn't want that. So he had to give 42 times darshan to stop that. So he told, yes, Pavahari Baba, I know. You might have heard that in Pavahari Baba's life, there was a thief, and he came to Pavahari Baba's ashrama, and he has stolen all the things. And when he was going to jump from the ashrama, that time he left one patra left. Okay, this Pavahari Baba took that patra and started running, chasing this thief, and somehow he caught hold of that thief, and he gave, Rama, why you left this? This also belongs to you only. This vessel also belongs to you only. Please take it like that, Pavahari Baba told. This story is very famous. And Swamiji also heard. So Swamiji told to that sadhu, yes, I heard that story. Very great story. What a great saint, the Pavahari Baba, like that. And that sadhu told, the thief is me only. The thief, the fortunate thief, is myself. Because of his touch and kshana sangheshu sadhushu, they call it. One moment of that association transaction is there, na? That can turn anybody's life as a new one. So Mahat Sangam is always unfailing one. Sri Ramakrishna used to say now and then to our Girish Chandra Ghosh, do you think I am an ordinary snake? Do you think that you are bitten by an ordinary snake? You are bitten by King Cobra. So you can never leave afterwards. Never leave means what? Never leave the old life. So Mahat Sangam never fails. In Bhagavatam, in Prahlada story, it will come, we will see. Hiranyakashipu asks, from where you get this Narayana Smriti? Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlada, when entire three worlds are chanting my name, You fellow alone get Narayana Smriti. So how is it? Like that he asked. Prahlada says, Vina Mahatpada Rajobhishekam. He says, my dear father, you are such a father who never respected any sadhu. And you are such a father who never taught me to go to satsanga and fall at the feet of any sadhu. Nor I remember that I fell at any sadhu's feet. But one thing is sure, my dear father, and that is, Vina Mahatpada Rajobhishekam, without smearing the holy dust of the feet of the sadhus, this smriti, Narayana smriti, can never come. I might have served in some janma a sadhu. So Bhagavan cannot bless anyone without the satsanga. So I might have served any sadhu in my previous janma, because of which Narayana nama and his smarana does not leave me at all. You say, don't tell, don't tell. To stop also, I should have some capacity. That capacity itself I don't have. Otherwise, how can I behave like a possessed person? How can I behave that I am possessed by Narayana Smriti? In spite of your tortures, what are all the tortures you have done? If any person, ordinary person means, before starting itself, you will tell, don't worry, where is Narayana? You would have joined your party. But see my condition. See my condition. In spite of tortures, you throw me from the mountain, you put me under the feet of the elephant, you put me inside the fire, and you give me poison, you put me in the room where snakes were abundant. Still I could not stop this Narayana Smriti and Narayana Nama. So there must be one reason, and that reason is, I am inferring, Vina Mahatpada Rajobhishekam. In this world of Maya, wherein everyone is a slave to wealth and sense pleasures, how can an individual remember the Lord without satsanga? That's why Bhagavan himself says, Mat smritihi sadhu sevaya. Because of sadhu seva and mahat sangha, an individual will have satya sankalpani. What is the mechanism of satsanga in turning a person's life as a new life? The sadhu's life will be a model life in front of that person, and he will see, whatever I want as a necessity, money, sense pleasures and comfort, name and fame, all these things I want as a necessity in my life, that's why I am ready to violate any dharma. The sadhu lives without any of these things and still he is happy. All these money, sense pleasures, comforts and other things are all to make me happy. So I thought so far that I will be happy, I can be happy only when I have all these things. So at any cost I should have all these things, because at any cost I want to be a happy person. But I see here, there is a person in the form of a sadhu who doesn't have any of these things, but still he is 100 times happy. He doesn't have any paisa, but he says, I am so and so Maharaja. Maharaja means what Raja? Not ordinary Raja, Maharaja. So, it gives a contrast in the mind of the person who associates with the sadhu. It gives a, satsanga gives a contrast, compare and contrast. Because entire world says, yes, 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 money is necessity, sense pleasures are necessity, comforts and name and fame are necessity if you want to be a happy and successful person. But this sadhu group gives a contrast. See, we also are happy without any of these things. So you get a doubt. Otherwise, you don't get doubt at all. To get a doubt whether this is okay or not, you should have compare contrast opportunity. That opportunity is provided by sadhu sangha. So having come to satsanga, repeatedly what you will hear, same thing only you will hear in many lectures, many classes, same thing only. Repeatedly, what is the content? Go back to the Lord. If you want to be happy, Ichchata Abhayam Narayana Smriti. Repeatedly, same thing only he will hear. So, he will develop a desire for Katha Shravana, Nama Japa and Dharmika Jivana. Once he turns towards the Lord, once you decide, once the sinner or a person who thinks as himself as a sinner. Neither Shastra calls someone as sinner, nor a sadhu calls someone as sinner, nor Bhagwan calls someone as sinner. But the sinner calls himself as sinner. So when he turns towards the Lord asking for pardon for all his past sins, what happens? Bhagwan says, even if he is the Nobel Prize winner in sinning, I consider him as a sadhu. Abhichet sudharacharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadhu reva samantavyaha samyak vyavasito hi saha. The moment he resolves to turn back towards me, I consider him as sadhu. How can you say? Just because you desire to be a PhD holder, will you become PhD? Will you get PhD degree? Just because you want to own a Mercedes-Benz car, will you become the owner of the Mercedes-Benz? But here Bhagavan says, when he decides to own me in his life, and I am considering he is owning me already. Sadhu Reva means what? One who owns the Lord. People own money, bank balance, land and people. But sadhus, what they own? Bhagavan they own. So, how can you say that he is a sadhu? If you ask, Bhagavan says that mechanism. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashvashchantim nigacchati kaunteya pradijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. He will become a dharmic person. Because compare and contrast has come. Possibility of living this good life also he has seen practically. One sadhu, maybe minority, endangered species. But still there are, these species are there, sadhu community, especially at least in India, you can see this type of people here and there, Mahatmas live. So there is a possibility to live that great life is shown. So naturally, slowly his mind turns, kshipram bhavati dharmatma, he will become a dharmatma. Dharmatma means a man of character. Then shashvashchantim nigacchati, it is my duty, he kaunteya name bhakta pranashyati, I will never allow anyone, any of my devotee to get perished. My devotee will never perish. In Gita, beautifully this shloka comes. So one commentator, acharyas, they leave all these ideas, you know. Normal mind hears all these ideas. But these commentators, because of their purity of mind, they leave these situations. So the commentator imagines huge war field, battlefield, lot of people are there, in between this Krishna and Arjuna are talking, and Krishna says to Arjuna, name bhakta pranashyati, my devotee will not perish. Pradijanihi, put a announcement, announce to everyone, my devotee will not perish. So Arjuna took announcement drum, Krishna says that his devotee never perishes. Then Krishna says, hey, what I told, name bhakta pranashyati, you tell I told. That only I told. No. Name bhakta pranashyati, my devotee will not perish, you tell. That only I told. No, what you told is, Krishna says my devotee never perishes. What I want to say you is, my devotee will never perish. That means my devotee, Arjuna's devotee will not perish. Arjuna asks, yes, that also is a fact. Bhagavan's devotee will not perish. Bhagavan's devotee's devotee also will not perish. Announce it. So immediately, at least for Arjuna, that time on encouragement necessity. Okay, some, he has to give some encouragement. So my devotees also are there, it seems. So they also are protected by Bhagavan. Again with the drums he says, Krishna says, my devotee will not get destroyed. Name bhakta pranashyati. Such a Lord, who is a daya sindhu, who redeems even the fallen one, who have surrendered to him, who have surrendered to sadhus, to him, my salutation. Shukacharya completes his salutation. Kirada hunandara pulinda pulkasa abhira kankha yavana khasadayaha. These are all fallen group. And yenyecha papa, this group is those who have committed sins knowingly. First group is because of their family situation and birth condition, environment, they have done atrocities and adharmas. And there are people who knew that it is adharma, still they committed, they also are included in this group. So, yed upashrayashrayaha, when they surrender to a mahatma, satsanga, a sadhu, shudhyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. Is that person is purified, such a lord who has that purifying capacity, to him my salutation. Sayesha atma atmavatam adhishvaraha trayimayo dharma mayastapo mayaha gatavyalikair ajashankara adibihi vitarkyalingo bhagavan prasidata. May the lord, who is the lord of all, who is the lord of prakriti maya shakti, and who manifests as the moral order in the universe. There is a moral order in the universe. At all levels there is an order. Physical order or biological order, physiological order, psychological order and intellectual order. Biological order means a medicine which works for rat works for human being also. To do this, there must be some order between, there must be some connection between that species and the human species. And physiological order, idli you put inside your mouth and you get power to kick a person. What is the connection between idli and power to kick? Boxer is there, so he puts idli. Mouth doesn't get anything, hands are getting something. So there is an order, law, which converts this idli as the power, energy. For this conversion, you need a law, and it is universal also. And there is a psychological order. Anything you do against your own understanding of what is right and wrong, you will suffer. Anything you do violating your own understanding, you will suffer. Suppose a person tells lie, and don't tell lie if you want to be happy is the order. Don't tell lie if you want to be happy is the order. How can you call it as an order? Because it is universal. You go to any community in the universe and ask any person, whether illiterate or educated, rich or poor, young or old, you ask any person, you want someone to lie to you, to tell lie to you, everybody will say no. And ask anyone, do you want someone to hurt you? Everybody will say no. And ask anyone, you want somebody to loot your wealth? Everybody will say no. So that is called universal. So if you know that it is an universal wish, therefore it is an order. In spite of knowing, because of your selfishness or pressure, you can say, pressure to get something, small things quickly, you violate these things. Shastra says, or Bhagavan says, you have violated traffic rule. So what will happen? He will have to get back. Somebody will come and cheat you. So this is called moral order. So I salute to that Lord who manifests as the universe and who manifests as the moral order which governs this universe. That's why science can work. Science can predict, means how scientists can predict that meteorologist, even though they predict wrongly, at least they predict. So there is a rain, possibility of rain or heavy rain or no rain. They predict. Meteorologists predict. How they predict? Because they keep all the parameters. How they get all this data? Because there is a rhythm in the working. Suddenly if sun says, hey, so much distance you are away from me, I want to embrace you because you are keeping my devotee. Surya Upasaka is there in Bhumi. Surya Upasaka is living in Bhumi. That is a devotee of Sun Lord is living in Bhumi. So Sun Lord wanted to embrace that Surya Upasaka. Suppose it comes, the sun says, I want to come near to you. What will happen? Upasaka himself will get evaporated. So there is an order. Entire thing, even though it appears as though all our materialistic thing, all our matter, jada, but still everything goes in uniformity, in order. Seasons are in order. We disturb them. Even though they try to be in order, the great crown of the creation, humanity, because of its selfishness, we try to disturb them. Still they have their own balancing way. So the Lord who manifests as the universe and who manifests as the moral order of the universe and who is the teacher of spiritual knowledge and whose mystery astounds even Brahmaji and Devatas, may that Bhagavan be propitious to me. May the Lord bless me. Shriyah patir yajna patir prajapatihi dhyam patihi loka patir dharapatihi patihi gatihi chandhaka vrishni sattvatam prasidatam me bhagavan satam patihi. It's a beautiful song. Patihi means master. My salutations to that master, the Lord, who is Shriyah patihi, who is the Lord of Lakshmi Devi, Yajnapatihi, who is the Lord of all types of worships, then Prajapatihi, who is the Lord of Brahmaji, Dhyampatihi, who is the Lord of all the people who have this knowledge, and Lokapatihi, Dharapatihi, who is the Lord of entire creation, and at the same time, who is the Lord of this Mother Earth also. And Patihi, Gatihi, Sattvata. Who is Pati, who is the Lord of Sadhus, and who is the end for Sadhus? Gatihi means what? End. So such a Lord, I prostrate and I ask his blessing. Yedangriya bhidhyana samadhi dautaya dhyanu pashyantihi tattvam atmanaha vadanti chaitat kavayo yatharucham Same Mukundo Bhagavan Prasidatam Prachodita Yena Pura Saraswati Vitanvata Jasya Satim Smritim Yutim Swalakshana Pradura Bhut Kilasyataha Same Rishinam Rishabh Prasidatam. May the Lord, who is the remover of all sorrow of the humanity, who is the remover of sorrow of the sadhus, who is the object of meditation of sadhus, for whose sake sadhus give up everything in their life, and by meditating on whom the sadhus understand that Atma Tattvam, and they live expounding this Atma Tattvam in various way, may that Lord bless me. Having known what is the reality of this Jiva and Jagat and Ishvara, they convey this reality according to their temperament in various ways. So if he is a Advaitic sadhu, he will tell Bhagavan is Nirakara Nirguna Vastu. And if he is a Dvaitic sadhu, he will tell Bhagavan is beautiful Krishna. But the Vastu which they describe is one and the same Vastu, but the angle of explanation differs. So you happen to be a center of all contradictions. Bhagavan is the center of all contradictions. One and the same entity is infinite, at the same time is many. One and the same entity, if you little bit think, it is impossible. That which is many can never be infinite. That which is infinite can never be many. But here with Bhagavan's case, it happened. That is what? Maya Shakti. May the Lord, who is the master of all these type of contradictions, may the Lord bless me so that I should not enter into the contradiction. In my teachings, why all this prayer? Every prayer has one intention, you know. He asks for clarity of thinking, because even though the teacher may be conveying that idea as it is, but the receiver should receive as it is. Understood? So, may the Lord bless me with proper vak shakti, capacity to teach with proper words, because words only is conveyed here. Words convey the grand truth that you are either Lord, highest truth, you are Lord, one truth. Second level of truth is you are part of Lord. Third level of truth is what? You are son of Lord. Only these three only. Entire Vedanta conveys these three only. Highest truth is what? You are Lord. Next you little bit come down, you are part of Lord. And third level of teaching is what? You are son of Lord. Amrutasya Putra. So if you say I am son of Lord, you are a Dvaita Vedanti. You are a Dvaita Bhakta. Bhakta. Dvaita Bhakta. If you say I am part of the Lord, you are Vishishta Advaita Bhakta. If you say I am Lord, you are Advaita Bhakta. But all the three are Bhaktas only. And all the three have connection with Bhagavan only, not with Pishasha. There is nothing called hell or something in our scriptures. These are all for ignorant people, children. Because children cannot be taught. So they should be commanded. Children cannot be taught. You cannot teach children. They understand only the language of command. Sit, wash your hands, study, do homework, like that. So you cannot teach them. So as long as the human mind is childish, Shastra says like this will happen. Nothing happens then. Because to happen you have to die. Na? Before dying we will take care of you. To go to hell or heaven you have to die. So before dying you will make sure that you yourself will understand there is nothing called hell or heaven for me. As far as I am concerned, there is nothing called hell or heaven. So that is the pursuit of a teacher who deals with the scriptural words. Because scriptures are in the form of words, that word should be a proper word to convey the proper idea. May the Lord, by whose prompting Mother Saraswati, who is in the form of Veda emanated from the mouth of Brahmaji, may that Supreme Lord, who is the bestower of all spiritual knowledge, even to Brahmaji, may him bless me also and inspire my speech. Namastasmai Bhagavate व्यासाय अमित तेजसे पपुर्ज्ञानमयं सौम्या यन्मुखाम्बुरुहासवम्. Here Shukacharya salutes to his teacher. Who is his teacher? Vyasacharya is teacher. So he may be Advaitin. Any sadhu may be Advaitin. But when the question of teaching comes, immediately they will bow down to these two people. One to Lord Guru, another to Guru Parampara. So my salutations to Bhagavan Vyasacharya, who is the embodiment of knowledge, whose nectar like words Amrita Vak gave Amritam to me and to all the devotees of the Lord. May the Vyasacharya bless me and inspire my speech, so that I can convey most difficult idea or truth of human nature in a simple way. With this prayer, Shukacharya begins the story of creation. How creation happened. Very difficult it is. Mind-boggling explanation. And he goes back to flashback. The flashback was, Narada Bhagavan was troubling Brahmaji. Brahmaji's youngest son was Narada Bhagavan. Narada Rishi. Brahmaji generally is in meditation, in samadhis. So now and then Narada Rishi will go, Dad, you have not taught me anything, Dad. All the time you are sitting in meditation like that. So Brahmaji will open his eyes. This fellow has come again. What to teach him? I will teach you after. Don't disturb me. Go. Because Sanakadi Rishis were his children. Whose children? Manasaputra. Brahmaji's Manasaputra. So as even they born, they had that knowledge by birth itself. So they went out. Then Prajapati Rishis were born as Manasa, Saptarishis they call it. So they, for them, Brahmaji taught all the Vedas. And Manu was born, that is Rajarishi. So for him, he told, you go and rule the Prajapalana Karma, taking care of humanity. And all the Saptarishis were given Vedas. And Sanakadi Rishi is gone away. Youngest son is Narada Bhagavan. So he was waiting, something my father will teach, something to me. So Brahmaji told, don't worry, you stay here and serve me. So how many years you have to serve? And Brahmaji's day means one day is equal to 2000. Chaturyugas is called one day for Brahmaji. 2000 Chaturyugas. One Chaturyuga means 43,20,000 years. Like that 2000 multiplied is equal to one day. So one day if he is serving means what? Gone, lot of time gone. So Naraji, now and then, Dad, what you are kept for me? People ask, nah. Nowadays people ask, what balance, bank balance you kept for me? But our culture was knowledge culture. Always it asked, what knowledge you have kept for me specially? So Brahmaji wanted to give this Bhagavata knowledge. Because Bhagavata is meant for entire humanity. Veda is not accessible for entire humanity. Lot of rules and regulations are there. Gayatri itself you cannot chant, means where is the question of chanting? Veda. So Bhagavatam meant for all ordinary people also. So one who is very enthusiastic in preaching, for him only Bhagavatam has to be given. Suppose if Bhagavatam is given for Sanakadi Rishis, what will happen? They will go and meditate. They sit and meditate. Bhagavatam will not come out. So Bhagavatam had to be given to Narada, like that he was keeping. And without asking also it cannot be given. So he was waiting for a particular situation. One day Narada Bhagavan, out of lot of devotion towards his father, because Pitru Devo Bhava is very natural for Narada. So he thought, my father is Brahma, creator of the entire universe. No one is there above him, because he is the person who is manufacturing everyone. And just all his sankalpa becomes, all his wishes become truthful. So he thought he is the ultimate God. Brahmaji is the ultimate God. He praised Brahmaji that you are the ultimate God. When this praise came, generally devotees of the Lord will never accept false praise. They will immediately contradict, no, this praise doesn't suit me. There is someone who is beyond me, there is someone who has created me also. Then naturally when Brahmaji's creation comes, means what? Story of entire creation comes, which we'll see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokar Navashochanam Drunam Yeduttama Shloka Yashona Giyate Gopika Jivanasmaranam Govinda Govinda.